The Truth in Tiramisu, a Poppy Creek novel, Book 2, written by Rachel Bloom, narrated by E. L. Beckett. Chapter 1. Every time Eliza Carter closed her eyes, she saw his face. And for the last few months, after glimpsing his shadowy figure engulfed in the commotion of New Year's Eve revelry, she'd been able to think of little else. Her tumultuous thoughts couldn't have come at a worse time, with her best friend's wedding and the grand opening of their joint business venture less than a month away. In times like these, baking became her only solace. Something about blending the chaos of different ingredients to create a new, tantalizing dessert set Eliza's world at ease. She cracked open the oven door, welcoming the blast of heat that lent her full cheeks a rosy tint. The warm steam carried notes of rich dark chocolate, tart raspberries, and a hint of mint, all of which teased a satisfied smile from her lips. When the idea for the recipe first sprang to mind, Eliza wasn't sure how the concoction would turn out, but based on the mouth-watering aroma, the chocolate raspberry cupcakes would be a perfect addition to the bakery's menu. Donning two polka dot oven mitts, Eliza carefully slid the cupcake pan from the middle rack so she didn't disturb the plump, delicate domes. She clamped her lips together, convinced a single breath would cause the cupcakes to collapse into themselves, destroying their coveted, lighter-than-air texture. Inching across the hardwood floor, she'd almost reached the cooling rack on the kitchen island when the front door slammed, causing Eliza to lurch forward. The pan sailed from her grasp and clattered against the white tile countertop.
"Hi, Mom. We're home."
Ben charged into the kitchen with all the boisterous energy befitting his 7 years.
"What you making? Sure smells good."
He dumped his backpack on the island before clambering up the bar stool. Eliza watched the perfect peaks sink slowly. But before she could respond, her mother appeared in the doorway, her disapproving frown contrasting starkly with Ben's cheerful grin. "Before you indulge him, he has something to tell you." Sylvia Carter raised a heavily penciled eyebrow at her grandson. Ben's expression deflated along with the cupcakes as he reached inside his backpack. Without quite meeting his mother's gaze, he handed her a plain white envelope.
"Miss Holden asked me to give you this."
A familiar tightness gripped Eliza's chest as she ripped open the seal and withdrew the letter. Daphne Holden's cutesy penmanship filled the page, belying the note's severity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?